Sure. I left corporate almost 12 years ago now. I spent a lot of time working in digital media. I was the general manager of News 24 for a while. And one of the main reasons why I left corporate is because my health was really in a bad place. I was a chain smoker, lived on junk food, a total workaholic, never exercised. And I decided I'd make some changes for myself. And when I did and I succeeded, I realized life is so much better when you're healthy. And I wanted to take that message forward. So I left corporate and created a health-based community to help people get the same message.
A lot of people seem to feel a persistent feeling of tiredness and disengagement from work, often caused by an imbalance between work demands and available resources like time, support, and training. Do you think that is how a burnout starts?
Absolutely. I think the thing with burnout is it's essentially when you don't have the resources to meet your demands. That's when things start to tip in the wrong direction. So it's not necessarily about only having too many demands. It's about just lacking the resources to cope with those demands. And as soon as that's out of kilter, you're going to go more into like a threat mindset than a more positive challenge mindset. And that's when people really start to feel the effects of burnout.
What would you say does a burnout feel like?
I think the thing with burnout is things that people can look for, like on a social cue, for example, signs are you start becoming a little bit callous towards other people. You start feeling alone, alienated, can start to become like a little bit less friendly to people. On a physical level, your energy's down, you're feeling tired all the time, maybe you have more pain, you're sleeping poorly, and just generally life's feeling really hard and tough, like nothing's going right. It really feels like a drudge. And emotionally, you tend to have quite a negative outlook. And, those are some signs that you could be in the space of burnout. And often you just feel checked out. You lack motivation. You feel like what you're doing has no point. And it's often also met with a environment of not really getting any positive affirmation back from, your superiors or your colleagues, etc.
Do you think a burnout is dangerous for a person, a risk?
Sure. Mental health issues are not trivial matters. And I think that if someone is in a prolonged phase of burnout and that burnout isn't identified or acknowledged by them and solutions aren't sought, over the long term, that can really affect someone's physical, mental, emotional health, which can start to spill over into all areas of life and, can result in people's careers degrading, their relationships, and, worst case scenario, people even end up committing suicide when they just can't take the strain anymore.
So, is there any way to recover from this?
I think like with anything, there's no, quick fix. You just snap your fingers. But I think the first thing is you need to identify that you are in a state of burnout. And there are many different aspects that people could tackle once they've acknowledged that, is to start taking a little bit more of a break during your workday, vacations, sabbaticals, setting more boundaries. I think that's the key thing, is learning to say no and not overcommitting yourself. Really prioritizing things around self-care and seeking support. And if it's really bad, to seek professional help. And I think the thing is, it's about if you imagine like a bucket of water or, a tap and there's water coming in and there's water going out at the bottom. So your stress is all the water that's going out at the bottom. You've got to make sure that there's enough water coming in at the top. And those are all your recovery strategies, that some of them which I've just mentioned now.